Israel's Prime Minister has told his country's citizens that we are on the eve of an intense entry into Gaza. Israel would, he said, capture territory and hold it. They will not enter and come out, he said. Benjamin Netanyahu's security cabinet believes this new offensive, which the finance minister said would leave Gaza completely destroyed, will bring back the remaining hostages who were kidnapped by Hamas in October 2023 during its murderous invasion of southern Israel. The Israeli government also believes they will bring about the collapse of Hamas, its defeat, its submission. Omri Miran was among those kidnapped from kibbutz Nahal Oz. His wife Lishe, two daughters and wider family wait in hope that he will return home safely. His brother-in-law, Moshe Lavi, told our reporter Sheila Nocton about their increasing worries for his safety.
The decision of the cabinet to expand operation may lead to worsening condition for the hostages. It may even risk their lives, as stated by the IDF chief of staff. I hope personally, and many other families are hoping, that this is merely a declaratory deterrence tactic by the government.
How is your family doing? How is your sister?
We're doing our best. We try and focus on the mission. Mentally, of course, my sister is not in the base state, but she's a lioness. She's a true inspiration. She's having a difficult time, but we as a family keep supporting her.
Moshe Lavi there, brother-in-law of one of the people taken hostage and still held in captivity by Hamas. Melanie Swan is a journalist based in Tel Aviv and she joins us now. Melanie, listening there to Mr. Lavi, do the families of the hostages, is there a fear that they're being abandoned by the Israeli government? Because it is something that we have heard repeatedly over the last 15 months.
Hi, good morning. I think that there is... Certainly, I never like to sort of broad brush an entire group of people. There's a lot of mixed sentiment amongst those hostage families. And of course, it will range from fears to uncertainty. I mean, of course, there are many, many, many hostage families who really fear that a deeper invasion into Gaza is going to risk the lives of those who are still inside. But I think there is also still a large number of them who understand that force might be the only way to deal with Hamas, because until now, the negotiations have not been proving successful. So I think there is that understanding that it's extremely difficult to deal with a terrorist organization, and perhaps this is the only way. So I think it's very mixed.
Yeah. And yet the biggest release of hostages has always come during ceasefires. So why does Israel want to prolong the war, intensify the war, escalate it, rather than attempting to end it with a ceasefire?
I think the problem is the terms of the ceasefire. And until Israel's government feels that Hamas will be completely destroyed and it is eliminated as a terrorist organization, eliminated as a force of power in the government in Gaza, I think that that is going to remain the point of contention. And obviously there's territorial issues in terms of, as we've seen, that buffer zone between Israel and Gaza has increased in size. You know, there's issues of access in and out of Gaza, which they want to have control over. It's an extremely complicated matter of terms on both sides.
How much of it is to do with Benjamin Netanyahu's own political survival once again? Because when Israel ended the ceasefire back in March before phase two, which would have involved a withdrawal of Israel from Gaza, the hard right within his cabinet cried foul.
Oh, I mean, there's no doubt that Benjamin Netanyahu has his own political survival at stake here. But I think it's more complicated than that. I think that it's slightly simplistic to put everything into the hands of Benjamin Netanyahu, because the society as I see it here in Israel is extremely divided in terms of understanding the complexities of re-entering Gaza and you know, breaking that ceasefire. There were people I spoke to who said, we should never have had a ceasefire in the first place. This is only empowering Hamas. So I have heard that from people, that They did not agree with the ceasefire in the first place. So I do think there's a lot at stake for Netanyahu, but I don't think that that's the primary issue.
Israel is calling up reservists to expand their operations in Gaza, but we read reports that thousands of Israeli citizens who rushed to volunteer for duty to fight Hamas in October 2023, are they now refusing to do any more?
I don't think it's a case of refusing to do any more. It's very complicated to be in the army for this long when you've got family at home, when you've got a job that is now putting pressure on you that, you know, you need to come back to work. I think there are many who would want to continue doing that service, but after a certain point, it becomes emotionally very draining, physically very draining to be away from home for months at a time. And those draft orders also now are being sent out to the ultra-Orthodox who have until now been exempt. So I think this is also going to see the re-emergence of that huge debate as to bringing in the Haredi Jews to be fighting, because this is a huge point of contention that there are huge numbers of soldiers required for this operation. And there's just not enough of those serving age young men that are able to continue doing that.
Thank you very much indeed. Melanie Swan, journalist based in Tel Aviv. After 8 o'clock on Morning Ireland, we will speak to the Palestinian ambassador to Ireland.